Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Throwback Thursday, May 3rd. Thursday the 3rd. 2018, Steve Cypress here. Rhino of the day is this guy right behind me on the railing. It is this cool stuffed animal rhino right there with the ear tag that says Species Survival Plan of the American Zoo and Aquarium Association. Who knew? So there he is. Mr. Cool Plush Animal Rhino of the Day. I'm going to put him on the ground to graze some eucalyptus plants. And we're going to get right to today's Throwback Thursday. Gary is here. Jeremy Danley is here. Marketer extraordinaire. Good seeing you. So today, look what I found. Just going through some stuff to see what should I share on Throwback Thursday. And I found the... Well, it's tough to read backwards, I guess, right? But it's the unedited DVD and CD pack. Both of those things, like, pretty much don't even exist anymore, and it's only 7 years ago. This is from an event that I hosted in Chicago area at the, look at that, at the University of Phoenix Chicago campus. Pretty interesting, since now I live in the Phoenix area. And this was a $497 event. Saturday, June 18th, 2011. And it featured myself and four other top entrepreneurs. I don't know if you recognize the photos. Names are on the back. There's me. There is David Fagan, Larry Loik, Davin Michaels, and Howard Berg. So David Fagan told me later that this was the very first time that he had spoken on a stage at someone's event. He had already been a successful entrepreneur and had already been the CEO of Guerrilla Marketing with J. Conrad Levinson, but here he was going out on his own and told me later. He didn't tell me at the time. Maybe he thought I might say no, but I just assumed, you know, you're the CEO of Guerrilla Marketing, and he had been the director of business development for Infusionsoft and for a year and brought them a lot of business. And I'm like, hey, would you come speak at my event? And sure enough, he told me later that was the first time he spoke, and you know, I wasn't even sure what he was offering and what he was saying, and you know, but he had a lot of fun. And that he told me that in answer to a question I asked him, because people that know David Fagan might know that he has eight kids, and this June 18th Saturday in 2011 was the day before Father's Day. I remember that, and I was like, man, you know, I'd have you come speak at my event, but you have eight kids, so if anyone is a father and ought to celebrate Father's Day and be a big day of the year, it ought to be you. And this event is the day before Father's Day, and it was in Chicago, and he lived at the time in either California or Oregon or something on the West Coast. And I was like, so I guess there's no way you can make it. And he said, I'll make it. And that's what happened later on when I asked him. And I said, man, I was amazed that a father of eight would sacrifice Father's Day and be out at my event. And he said, well, it was the first time anybody invited me to speak, so I said yes. And there's a business lesson in there, folks. And so I'm sure he celebrated when he got back, and they did some extra celebrating and maybe had breakfast in bed the next Sunday or something like that. But anyway, that was David Fagan. And Davin Michaels is now currently a client of mine. And he also told me that this was the very first time that he was giving this talk that became his signature talk. He had just developed the script with a coach and a consultant, which is what I do for my clients, but at that time, I'm not the only one who does it. So he hired someone to help him write the script for his presentation. And he told me later that was the first time that he delivered that brand new presentation that became his signature presentation that he then did over and over and over for years and maybe still does today. But he also hosts his own big events. Both of them do. And Howard Berg was also there. Howard Berg, the world's fastest reader, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, who helped everybody to guarantee that they would double their reading speed and increase their comprehension at a special event I had just alone with Howard Berg once. But here he spoke and helped everybody out, and he's the nicest guy in the world. And so there it is. This is the DVD and CD pack. And, gee, I can hear them rattling around, so if I open it up, yep, I'm sure they're in there, and there they are. So they're the actual, the CD and the DVD, probably in order, of each speaker in there. Well, they're, I'm first, because when you host the event, guess what? You get to be listed first at the top, and my picture's first, and my name is first, and my CD and DVD are first, so you could listen to it, you could watch it. I think today, people couldn't do either one, right? Does anyone even have DVD or CD players anymore? I mean, I noticed that my computer doesn't even have, like, a DVD player, and I have, like, a couple of hundred DVDs that I used to use to make backups and to make copies of things and make copies of videos and send them out, and I'm like, well, I got a great deal. I'm getting a few spindles of 50 DVDs on each one, recordable DVD-RW something, whatever they are, and, oh well, maybe I put them on eBay as an antique. All right, let's see if there's any questions, comments, concerns, laughter, anything at all. Oh, Jeremy Danley says, I have a copy. Check that out. He actually has a copy of that. You won it as a prize at one of my events. Very nice. So that's what happened, and there's another business lesson. So what I did is, I had a videographer, and I remember this was two sons, two brothers that were sons of coaching clients of mine. And I hired, it was over the summer, it was in June, so they were off from college, and they brought their equipment. And one had an angle towards the front of the room, and the other one was in the back of the room. And they video and audio recorded the entire event. It says here it went from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., five speakers. They videoed and audio taped the entire thing. Then they edited it all together with the different views and all the audio and made sure it all, you know, was all edited and put onto the right CDs and DVDs. And at the event, I sold copies at a discount. This is $197. I think I sold them for only $97 to the people who were at the event and sold a few of them there because people wanted to listen to it again. It's good stuff. And then I sold a bunch of copies to people that couldn't make the event but wanted, of course, to get the information. And then I gave, I think I gave half, at least half of that money from all those sales to the two kids that helped out, my client's kids. So they made a couple of $1,000 or whatever for that one day. Well, then they had to do some editing, but that summer project, which to them was fun because that's what they were. They were some kind of video or videographer or TV production majors or whatever it was, and that's what they loved to do and they were good at, and they made some money from it. And so it's a big win all around. And then whichever few were left after I filled all the orders, I had an extra few packs of these made up. And of course, I got one to all the speakers. And I think that's when Davin told me, when I got it to Davin, he was like, you know, oh, I'm so glad you recorded that. That's the first time I ever delivered that signature speech. And David Fagan, of course, appreciated it. It's the recording of his first ever speaking engagement at somebody's event. And then I gave some out for spin the wheel prizes that I used to give to members of my Chicagoland Sharpest Entrepreneurs group, right? So Jeremy Danley won one. That was when someone was a new member or had an anniversary, been a member for a year or two or three or four or 5 years, 6 years, whatever it was. They got to come up and spin the wheel, gave away a whole bunch of prizes, and that was one of them, and very cool. I won't ask you if you ever watched it, I'm glad that you have it. I remember I called it the Next Level Seminar. Had that little logo made up. Not that anybody cares about logos. I shouldn't say that. Lots of people care about logos. They don't make any money, though. Customers, prospects don't care about them. I called it the Next Level Seminar because this trite saying, don't you? You always hear this in people. I'm going to help you take your business to the next level. People always say that. I'm like, what the heck does that mean? Take your business to the next level. Like, what does that mean? What if somebody's a startup? What are you going to help them do? Get their first customer? And then what if somebody is already a millionaire and has 16 locations? You're going to help them get to 50 locations? I mean, what's the next level? It's just such a trite saying that I said, you know what? Let's just call that the name of the event. And then I came out and did an introductory talk and talked about how you ought to take your business to the next level, whatever. And people were like, yeah, that's what I got to do. And I'm like, oh, whatever. So there's a lesson there. You give people what they want. Okay, so you got to sell people what they want, and then you give them what they need. So they all wanted, people want, business owners want to take their business to the next level. It doesn't mean anything, though. So once I got them to show up, because they would take their business to the next level, and tools on how to do that, how to make more money, how to make more money in less hours with less stress, put systems into place. It's still what I do today. But there it is, Throwback Thursday to 7 years ago, 6 years and 11 months or so ago. And Papa Paul Chavez is here. Good seeing you. And Jeremy says the best disc is Seven Key Transformations to Go from Average Performer to Top Achiever. And that, of course, is mine. See, I had a feeling, since that Jeremy is also a professional comedian on top of being a top marketer, that he was being a little sarcastic there. And sure enough, I do remember now. Actually, I've taught that several times, the Seven Key Transformations. In fact, maybe I'll do that. Or doing one at a time here on Foundation Fridays. Speaking of which, tomorrow's Foundation Friday, right? Yeah, I'm going to share one of the seven key transformations to help you go from an average performer to a top achiever. Thank you, Jeremy Danley, for that suggestion, even though you probably didn't even think you were doing that. But there you go. For the next seven Fridays on Foundation Friday, I will share one of the seven key transformations to go from being an average performer to a top achiever. There you go. Thank you. Fantastic. What a great way to end the video today as the sun is setting. I don't know if you can see, we had just a very few clouds in the sky. They always add some very cool color around sunset time. Oh, it's too dark over there. See, they're still there, but that's the Phoenix Mountains in the background, and the sun is setting in the west. And for some reason, again, I don't see the moon is out early, because it was for a few days. Now, for the last few days, I haven't been able to see it out here. Anyway, another beautiful day, beautiful evening here in sunny Arizona. Hope it's fantastic where you are as well. Thanks for being here today or watching on the replay. And I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday with the first of the seven key transformations to help you go from being an average performer to a top achiever. I hope you'll join me then. Thank you, Jeremy Danley, for the inspiration. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.